Brett Hollander back inside Studio 208 with Orioles first baseman, slugger, pitcher, all-around good guy, Chris Davis. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Let's first start talking about last year. And honestly, Chris, you could say that it was a career for most people. In one season, you, as a hitter, were a winning pitcher at Fenway Park. You hit 3 home runs in one game. And then maybe the thing that no one talks about, which might have been the most astonishing for me in all my years of watching and loving baseball, was a completely sawed-off broken bat home run.
Yeah, I mean, looking back on the season, there were a lot of crazy things that happened as a team. The amount of extra inning wins that we had, the number of guys that we used in a number of different ways. I think it was a special year for everybody, but it was definitely a fun year for me and a good year to build off of.
We sat in this room last year, and you were very honest. You said, I just want to see what happens when I get 500-plus at-bats. I just want to see what happens when I get 500-plus at-bats, and we'll go from there. You got those 500-plus at-bats, and you did exactly what I think you thought you could do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing for me. You know, after leaving Texas and getting traded over here, I just wanted the opportunity, the chance to kind of see how it played out over a full season. And I had always had good power numbers in the minor leagues, always had a pretty good average in the minor leagues. I know it's a little bit different in the big leagues, but I always thought if I got the opportunity that I could, you know, kind of make a name for myself and establish myself as a big league ball player.
It's funny, we talked about it last year. In your final year before the Orioles traded for you, your numbers in the PCL, the Pacific Coast League, were ridiculous. PlayStation numbers, I call them. And actually, that would be probably doing a disservice to PlayStation. Last year, really, when you think about it, if you followed your career, wasn't that big a surprise. When you were really young and you got a shot in Texas, you hit 17 and 21 home runs in two different seasons as really a young player.
Yeah, and both of those seasons were kind of broken up over time. I mean, obviously, my first experience at the big leagues level was about a half a season, and then the year after that, it was split time between AAA and the big leagues. But you know, that was my forte coming up through the minor leagues. I was a power guy who you know, had a lot of power to all fields and was known as a home run threat. So you know, to hit 30 home runs last year was big for me. I felt like I was a guy that my teammates could look at and really count on for run production.
Chris Davis with us here on WBAL. What gets overlooked from your season a year ago? You led the team in home runs and RBIs, but your versatility in the field, forget the pitching thing for a second, that's an amazing night. But honestly, right field, you held your own. First base, you did it. You've played third base as an Oriole before. Your versatility, this team, I know you want to be an everyday first baseman. That's going to happen this year. But what does that say overall about your just baseball abilities and athleticism, I'll say?
Well, I think that, you know, that's just the way God made me. I mean, I was a little kid. I played a bunch of different positions. I know it's different in Little League, but growing up, that was something that always felt like I had the ability to do, play shortstop, play the corner infield, play the corner outfield. Last year, I didn't ever try to do too much. You know, I just kind of tried to minimize the mistakes I was making and basically kind of stay inside my bubble. But I had a good time with it. It kept me in the lineup a lot of nights, you know, being able to go play a bunch of different positions, and it obviously helped the team out.
Chris Davis with us here on BAL. The fact that be out in right field, and it seemed like you were playing right field for the first time in the professional ranks or at least in the big leagues, and you would just be warming up before the game. Were you nervous for those nights? Did that come back natural to you?
I think it was one of the things where there weren't a lot of expectations. You know, obviously Buck put me out there because he thought I could do a decent job, but I wasn't going to go out there and try to fill Nicky's shoes or you know, play Gold Glove defense. You know, like I said, my plan was to go out there, try to keep the ball in front of me, and just minimize the damage. And it worked out in my favor. I ended up making some plays that I probably had no business making, but and throwing some guys out. So I had a lot of fun with it, and you know, I was glad to be helpful to the team.
All right, the Orioles are having a distance throw competition. Who wins that? Non-pitchers.
Just straight as far as we can
throw. How far you can throw the baseball?
Ooh, I don't know. Nicky's got a really good arm, and he doesn't show it a lot, but and Jones's got a good arm. We had a lot of good arms in the outfield. I would say I would be up there, but I can't honestly say that I would win the contest.
Now we're measuring velocity. Who would throw it the fastest? Let's be honest.
Nicky might win that too. Apparently, he was pretty good off the bump in high school.
So. He would have been a first-round pick as a pitcher.
Yes, and from the left side, the same thing. I think I would be up there, but I can't necessarily say that I would win.
All right, strongest Oriole competition. Adam Jones says that you would be the strongest guy. Is that fair to say?
I think so. I take a lot of pride in you know, my strength and really just ability to go out there and put my body through anything and be able to rebound. So, yeah, this offseason I really got after it, and I put some pretty lofty numbers up there.
Are you stronger than you were last year?
I am, and it's crazy because I'm actually a little bit lighter than I was last year. I'm probably about 5 pounds lighter, but I'm actually a little bit stronger, and that's a credit to Ryan Croton, one of our strength coaches, Joe Hogarty, and Brady Anderson.
You strike me as the kind of guy, though, that if you never lifted a weight, you'd be pretty ripped.
Yeah, that's one thing that Brady and I have kind of talked about is I'm what you call country strong. Naturally just was born as a strong kid, but the fact that I work at it and put time and effort into it, you know, just bodes well for me.
When we come back with Chris Davis, we'll talk about that magical day in Boston and how far can he hit the baseball. It's all next here on Sportsline.